Will you sue South Dakota? Because we don't like suing our neighbors, and no. Minnesota's done a lot of suing of us, and I hate it. Your predecessor, Wayne Stengen, went all the way to the Supreme Court over it, as I recall. So let me ask you this. You can't answer this, but should you strongly consider suing South Dakota over what they are doing in impeding the success of this industry?
We have and are examining all possibilities in the wake of what I think was not just a bad policy choice by South Dakota in deciding they're going to look at just one commodity, CO2, and for CO2, they're going to remove the constitutional protections. And it's a societal protection of eminent domain, where people they're paid for they're paid fair market value for a right of way. You retain title to your property, but it's a right of way for pipelines and other essential infrastructure, roadways, transmission lines, what have you. South Dakota took away the constitutional power. My question is, how do you legislate? How do you change the Constitution with your legislation? It doesn't work that way. The Constitution controls all legislation. So we're troubled that South Dakota took that very hostile act, a step of removing a constitutional protection for people who want to transmit, to move CO2 across state land in the state of South Dakota. And
by the way, I'm sure you've heard this, but Iowa right now, Their public service commission, the process in Iowa regulatory for the permit, North Dakota and South Dakota are mentioned in their permit. So they now have to go back to Iowa and say, South Dakota's out, North Dakota's out. So can you move with what you're talking about swiftly?
Well, we're in discussions about that. And I've known the Attorney General of South Dakota for 20 years. We were United States attorneys together. And, we have a good dialogue on that and some other topics. We're actually, as we speak, I'm in the midst of conducting some legal research into what are North Dakota's options. Because at the end of the day, the United States has a commerce clause in our federal constitution. Because to have a nation, you have to have commerce between and around and across states. And, painting pretty broad brush here, but there are limitations on what one state can do that then would make them into the regulator of the nation, so to speak. And so I think
that's what they've done down there.
You know, there are friends in South Dakota. We do a lot of good things, and there's a lot of great people down there, but I really believe that was misguided legislation. And, I'm going to be looking for ways to engage with the political leadership of South Dakota as well. And Governor Armstrong and I have had some preliminary discussions about this, and I know that he's going to be a great force and leader on these issues as well. We'll see what we can get done.